Walt Lindell in the studio this morning with Danielle Lacavala. She's executive director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in as kind of getting going with more of a regular update from you with what's happening with the chamber. And this is a great way to start off the week by talking about things that are coming up in the near future, including a business that's celebrating a milestone that's in the chamber. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Oh, yep. So Jasper Ridge Brewery off US 41 is celebrating their 20th anniversary. So I know that the Chamber is co-hosting a business after hours on Wednesday, October 12th from 5 to 7. Drinks, snacks, obviously door prizes. I mean, who doesn't like a business after hours? And then October 13th, I know that the 40 Below group is hosting something as well the evening. So it's definitely going to be, you know, a week of good and mature partying, but something that you don't want to miss if you're in the area.
Well, it's interesting because with the history of the Jasper Ridge in particular, I mean, when they opened up 20 years ago and they had their own, making their own beer and everything like that, it seemed like, you know, it was kind of almost a, not a foreign concept, but it wasn't nearly as popular as it has become. And they're kind of a forerunner in our community. And now you've got all of these other ones, including some in the West End that have opened.
Yep. Yeah. We have a Cognition that's opened in the West End, and, I mean, who doesn't like a good beer after a long day of work? So thank you, Jasper, for opening up that outlet to the West End.
Chamber's located where? Where's your office for folks that want to find out more?
Our actual address is 910 U.S. Highway West in Ishpeming, but sometimes when you just say you're off U.S. 41 in the Jubilee parking lot, right now we have a flag that says the Chamber, and we have a nice picnic basket that the Ishpeming City Manager, Mark Sloan, or picnic table that the Ishpeming city manager gave us. So it's definitely welcoming, and we hope people will come.
We're talking with Danielle Lacavala. She's executive director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Chamber of Commerce. What else is on your immediate schedule here? I mean, you've got so many things going on in the West End, very exciting times. What else you have?
Yep. So on Tuesday, October 11th, there's Talk Tuesday. So it's at the Ishpeming Public Library from 1 to 2. October 13th, which is Thursday, is the UP nonprofit conference all day. It's at NMU. I'll be presenting on a panel. So it'll be my first presentation in a conference. So you don't want to miss it. It should be great. Who doesn't want to know more about learning about nonprofits and how to be a, you know, some people success stories and some people obviously learn from other people.
That's actually kind of an interesting point to make right now is when we talk about the Chamber of Commerce, we think about the business development of it and that sort of thing. But you also do work with groups like even nonprofit agencies on the West End to say, here's what you can do to make things a little bit better. So you have that option for membership as well.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, becoming a member is, especially for small businesses, we talk about the marketing and, you know, we really try to be, you know, your eyes and ears in other areas where, you know, being a small business owner or being part of a larger business, you can't be everywhere at one time. So we really have a lot of outlets to, you know, if you get our e-news, to filter all that information in, you know, a quick read. So if you're not a chamber member and want to learn more about being a chamber member, I do suggest hopping on our website, learning a little bit about us. It's our website's ginc.org. And you can learn a lot about the chamber, and you could also reach out to us and we could set up a meeting, have some coffee, and you know, you can learn more about how your business could be successful in an area.
You have an event coming up that's kind of the one of the marquee events of the year, and that's the annual dinner. Tell us what's happening there.
Yes, this is going to be a great event. It really is for chamber members, but for groups or businesses that are interested in becoming a chamber member, we definitely want you to see what we do and how we show off businesses, whatever size or whatever you know sort of domain they're in. It's on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. because there's a popular football game on and we're definitely ending by 8:30 p.m. And we're going to, the theme is movie premiere, so it's really going to be a lovely evening catered on that theme, and we're going to have a sit-down dinner followed by an inspirational program that will have some award recipients receive some prestigious items throughout the evening. And then we'll be showing the premiere of Discover the West End. It's a short film that the Chamber put together with some video, text, and definitely dialogued as well.
And that's when and where?
That is Thursday, October 20th at the Wawanawan Country Club at... it's in Champion, Michigan.
Chance, an opportunity for members to come out and certainly also find out more. But you've also got an opportunity a little bit later here in a couple of days with the Business After Hours for people to find out more about the Chamber. That's happening again when and where?
Yep, that is Wednesday, October 12th, and is at the Jasper Ridge Brewery from 5 to 7 p.m.
What is the website for folks to find out more about the Chamber?
GINCC.org.